USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Al Franken is to speak on the floor of the U.S. Senate this hour, scheduled to address his colleagues at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's more from Lisa Carter.
The Minnesota Democrat is under intense pressure to resign over numerous accusations of sexual misconduct. Franken's office pushing back against resignation rumors overnight, saying no decision has been made.
Hurricane force winds are now fueling the Thomas Fire in Southern California, which continues to grow. Meteorologist Bill Caron says some of those wind gusts will top 80 miles an hour.
The fire chief for Los Angeles said this is going to be the most dangerous fire day he's ever seen in his career.
Israeli security forces have been clashing with Palestinian protesters in Jerusalem's Old City after President Trump announced yesterday the U.S. is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
More information is coming out about the son of former Democratic Detroit Congressman John Conyers. John Conyers III was arrested earlier this year in Los Angeles for domestic violence but was never charged. He's also been driving on a suspended license in Michigan for the past 2.5 years. The 27-year-old was thrown into the spotlight Tuesday by his father when the elder Conyers announced his immediate retirement from office due to sexual harassment claims and endorsed his son to replace him. The U.S. House approving a Republican bill to expand gun rights, as Mark Mayfield reports.
The measure forces states to recognize concealed carry permits from any other state. Another part of the bill closes loopholes in the background check system. Those holes were exploited by the gunman who killed 26 at a church in Texas. The bill passed with a 231-198 vote. It now goes to the Senate, where it faces an uncertain future.
The Labor Department says initial jobless claims last week were down 2,000 to 236,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
For most of the nation, today is open enrollment deadline day for Medicare, and private insurers are urging people to go with their Medicare Advantage plans. Chris Abbott at United Healthcare Medicare and Retirement says Medicare Advantage plans do offer benefits that traditional Medicare doesn't.
Being able to have a fitness club membership or to have coverage for hearing aids, one out of three older adults struggles with hearing loss. Guess what? Traditional Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids, but many Medicare Advantage plans do.
Abbott also says Medicare Advantage plans often pay 100% of major medical costs, where traditional Medicare pays just 80%. You have just hours, though, to make a decision. Again, this is the last day for Medicare open enrollment for next year. Bitcoin now trading at $15,000, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
The value of the cryptocurrency is soaring just 1 week after a 20% plunge. It's up from about $1,000 back in January. Bitcoin has since jumped more than $5,000 since the end of November, driven by the expected launch of Bitcoin futures by a couple of major exchanges next week. CNBC says Bitcoin now has a market value of more than $256 billion. Some critics do fear a bubble burst, and the head of JP Morgan Chase has called the digital currency a fraud.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the recent announcement concerning the Courthouse Square project, why you can now say twice as much on Twitter, I'll answer a question I received from a listener about customer retention, and why CVS might have beaten Amazon to the punch of the pharmacy business. It's Thursday, December 7th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do, we start with the weather. Currently 44 degrees at 12:07. Today it'll be partly sunny with a high of 46 and a low of 23 degrees. For tomorrow it'll be sunny, then turning cloudy with a high of 40 degrees and a low of 24. For Saturday, or as I call it, fire up the jet, it's time to vacation in Aruba. Y'all will have some snow showers with a high of 39 and a low of 22. For Sunday, you'll have a chance of some snow showers in the morning. I'll have a chance of a sunburn by noon. Your high will be 39 degrees. Mine will be 83. Your low will be 21. Mine will be 79. Should I pack a sweater? Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 82.35 to 24,223.26. The NASDAQ up 49.54 to 6825.92. S&P 500 is up 9.46 to 2638.61. Oil is up 65 cents to $56.61 per barrel. And gold is down $9.76 to $1,255.20 an ounce. Ladies and gentlemen, Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. Now it's time to turn over to www.hunterdonchamberradio.com to listen to the rest of the program. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot. The program is called Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me on this Thursday afternoon, a busy Thursday afternoon, if you will. Shortly, Al Franken, the former comedian turned U.S. senator, will resign from the United States Senate. That is the second senator this week who will be resigning. Franken is a Democrat out of Minnesota, and that will sway the balance of power for just a little bit until his replacement can be named. But it's an interesting time, not only in the world of politics, but also in the world of entertainment, in the world of business. We'll get into more of that story a little bit later with regards to the hashtag MeToo movement and things like that and how it has impacted the world. You can't just leave it to one or two segments and say it's just the business world or the entertainment industry. It's just not happening. If you're listening to the program right now, chances are you are near a computer. And if you are, we would ask that you please open up a new browser and like the page or search our page out called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. And like and follow that page so you can get updates throughout the week of things that are happening. Both nationally and locally in business. Want to take a moment to remember something very important.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That was FDR's speech to Congress back on December 8th of 1941. Today is Pearl Harbor Day, the day that we were attacked by the Japanese in Pearl Harbor. And 2,403 people died during that attack, 68 civilians, the rest military personnel. And I think that's a good enough reason why we should take a moment and remember those who were lost. And then also a good reason for us to remember why we don't kneel during the national anthem. And anybody who gets pissed off with that, by all means, you can write general manager at huntertonchamberradio.com, and I'm sure that they'll be glad to hear all of your complaints about why I say you shouldn't kneel during the national anthem. The business quote of the day is brought to you every week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington, and it comes to us from Winston Churchill, who said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And I really like that because, you know, it kind of speaks to business in that you can reach the mountaintop, if you will. You can hit the summit. You can come to the top of your profession, the top of your game, if you will. But that shouldn't be the end, ever. It should always be making another goal and then going for it, so that you're always looking to improve your business, you're always looking to improve sales, things like that, your customers, you're trying to improve your employees. That's, to me, what that quote is about. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. And, you know, that's, to me, that sums up a lot about how I'm motivated in my business, and hopefully how you are motivated in yours. Don't think that success, just because you've achieved a certain level of success, that you've made it and you don't have to do anything else. And failure, we've talked about this a lot on the program. You're going to fail a couple of times. If you're in business for any length of time, you're going to fail. And it's what you do with those failures, the how you learn from them, that will make or break you over the course of your career. So by all means, you know, don't be afraid of a little bit of failure every now and then. Last Thursday, I mentioned that I was heading over to MetLife Stadium to watch the Bridgewater-Raritan High School boys football team take on Westfield. This was the third year in a row that we were playing Westfield for the state championship in football. We did, unfortunately, get beat 20-7, and it was otherwise, you know, a good game, but and a good season, but, you know, just once, I just want to see Bridgewater take home the whole thing. And, you know, being an alumni of Bridgewater-Raritan High School West, it would be nice to see. We've been clamoring for it for years and hoping, you know, to return to the glory days of the old Bridgewater East football, if you remember those days back in the early 70s. It just wasn't there to be, so unfortunately, Bridgewater made it to the third year of the state finals and fell just a little bit short. You know what I'm going to do? You know what time it is? I'll tell you what time it is.
Well, it's time for my vacation. It's time for me to have some fun. Yes, it's time for my vacation. I want to lay out in the sun.
Well, there you have it. Vacation by Alabama, my one of my favorite groups growing up. Teddy Gentry, Jeff Cook, Randy Owen. Great music that they put out as the musical group Alabama. Love that song. That's my ticket. That's the one that tells me it's time is up. And on Saturday, I'll be hopping on a jet plane, heading down to Aruba for a week. No show next week as a result. understand I'll be doing some research down there about business and hopefully come back with some more stories for you. I do want to alert you that on January 4th, we're going to have a special show on taking care of business, and that's going to be when we have Michelle Murphy in studio with a couple of her students and the owner of Jersey Mike's sub shop. And we're going to be talking about the work readiness program over at 100 Central and how local businesses can take part in that, basically bringing on students to help them run their business, in effect, teaching special needs students certain aspects of running a business and various tasks. I've been working with this program for a few years now. We'll have, I think, two new students coming in the springtime, and I just love the program, love the kids, and so hopefully you'll get something out of that. Mark your calendars for January 4th program with Michelle Murphy and the Work Readiness Program over at 100 Central High School. We're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this week's press conference regarding the Courthouse Square project here in Flemington, New Jersey. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and your host of this program, as I have been for the last 6 years, Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me. I wanted to give you an update on what's happening with the Courthouse Square project. Now, for those of you listening outside of the borough of Flemington, this is a hotbed issue that has been going on for years. When the former Union Hotel closed down about 9 or 10 years ago, there's been two or three developers that have come through, said they were going to redevelop it, never did. Now there's a new plan on, which is coming under attack by preservationists. And there was an announcement this week that Georgian Court University from Lakewood, New Jersey, has signed a letter of intent to open a location in Jack Cuss' downtown improvement project called Courthouse Square. And it could be open for classes as soon as the fall of 2019. Now, this article comes to us from Curtis Leeds of tapinto.net. That's what the private Catholic University president, Dr. Joseph Marbach, told local business leaders at a press conference Tuesday morning. The school is based in Lakewood, New Jersey. Marbach called Hunterdon an education desert and said that the university's programs will be market-driven. The school is in talks with both Hunterdon Medical Center and Raritan Valley Community College to explore partnerships. Bob Wise, president of Hunterdon Medical Center's corporate parent, is collaborating with Georgian Court in providing advanced degrees in nursing and healthcare, Marbach said. Custis said that the 300,000-square-foot Courthouse Square project will be anchored by the old historic courthouse at one end and a 45,000-square-foot medical and education building at the other. Custis said the project's two most significant structures are the historic Union Hotel and the building at 90 Main Street, often called the Hunterdon Bank Building. Both structures will be preserved in place with their exteriors intact, Custis said. The interiors of the buildings will be completely remodeled. The four-story, 100-room hotel will have 10 new suites on the top two floors, meeting and conference rooms on the second floor, and a new restaurant and lobby on the first floor, Custis said. The plan also includes 222 residential units and 32,000 square feet of retail and restaurant space. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce President, will continue to partner and support the courthouse project, said Chamber President Chris Phelan. Hunterdon County Freeholder Director John Lanza said the plan has the full support of the County Freeholder Board. Lanza said he's watched as Flemington has slowly decayed over the years and that the Courthouse Square plan will bring life, vitality, and youth into the county seat. This represents a new beginning, a new birth for our county, Lanza said. Flemington Mayor Phil Greiner added, today is a great day for Flemington. This college is the leading edge of a project that promises to transform Flemington and move it forward while retaining its history and the appeal that we all know that it has. So that press conference happened on Tuesday of this week, and it was very well received by the business community. It was everybody was glad to see that there was some movement in that there was, you know, now a tenant. There had always been hints that a college was interested in joining the project, and now here you have one who said they're on board. So hopefully this will enable people to see that the project is for real. It's not just, you know, a pet project of Jack Cuss, that there are tenants that are willing to invest in Flemington. And we'll have to see, with classes potentially starting in the fall of 2019, just two short years away, it would be interesting to see whether or not this will continue to move on. Whole lot going on. The Union Hotel still has to be sold at auction. The planning board has to give final approval to Cuss redevelopment plan. There are still several lawsuits that have to be resolved. So this is kind of a stay tuned moment for the borough of Flemington, but it's something that is very important for this town as it tries to move forward. Now, getting back into the program, taking care of business. It looks as if Twitter has doubled down with now 280 character tweets. The popular social media platform, known for its tiny messages, is getting wordier by allowing longer tweets, which is good news if you have a lot to say and bad news if you've subscribed to President Trump's Twitter feed. The popular microblogging platform is about to get a whole lot bigger. Twitter, long known for a concise format that forced users to creatively abbreviate their thoughts, recently announced it's doubling the length of tweets to 280 characters. Since the social media platform launched in 2006, tweets were capped at 140 characters, and this was originally a nod to pre-smartphone text messaging, which was the dominant form of sharing at the time. 140 characters for a tweet plus 20 characters for a username squeaked in under the 160-character limit of SMS messages. Of course, now that most Twitter users tweet via a smartphone app, the technical limits of texting aren't a concern. Welcome to the newly verbose world of 280-character tweets. Some Twitter fans are concerned that longer tweets will diminish the platform's key differentiator from other social media platforms like Facebook. Others fear that wordier tweets will undermine the succinct, no-nonsense approach the format required. What does it mean for your social media marketing strategy? Well, here's what small business owners need to know about the change. Keep calm and tweet on. In the short term, there's no need to alter your use or approach to Twitter. If 140-character tweets have been working for you, there's no need to post longer messages. So keep it succinct. Even if you do want to take advantage of the new expanded character count, it's always a good rule of thumb to make a tweet only as long as it needs to be. Also, don't forget the photos. Visual elements remain an important way to attract users' attention on Twitter and all social media sites. So continue to use photos, videos, and links with your wordier tweets. And finally, be strategic. If you do take advantage of the expanded limits, make it count. Don't just make your tweets longer. Make them more relevant, add more in-depth information about your business or other details.
that will strengthen your relationship with your customers. So are you using Twitter as a marketing tool? Will 280 characters compete with what you want to say on Facebook, or will it give you, did you always feel at 140, like, man, if I only had 20 more characters? And I'm sure you've seen some tweets where people use the number two instead of the word two, and all kinds of different symbols to get their word, their message across. Does it help? Does it hurt? And will you continue to use it in your business dealings? I got an email the other day from a woman who asked me, and she was struggling with this because she has two peak seasons, spring and fall, or the Christmas season, really. And she said, how do I follow up and retain customers after the initial sale during the slow time? So she's worried about January, February, March, and she's worried about the summertime. I called her to talk to her a little bit more in depth about it, and you know, she feels like even if she has a strong Christmas, by the time she gets to the end of February, end of March, all of a sudden, not that the money runs out, but it's a little tight. It's a little hard to just continue on with operations, and then the springtime will come in and give her a boost, and then towards the end of summer, it starts to get tight again until the fall. So the question was, how does she retain customers after the initial sale during slow times? And this is a problem for just about every business, not just hers. Customer retention is basically the unsung hero of sales. There's endless discussion about sales funnels, almost to the point that you can imagine them as a trap to drag the hapless customer down, but you don't often hear what you do once the initial sale is over. There are incredible benefits on the second sale that can bring a client back in. The initial order always has the additional expense or effort of translating the original interaction into a sale, and this means that the reorder always benefits from a simpler order process and outright savings, since you no longer have to undergo the initial discussions and negotiations. Selling on that savings is simple enough to do if you keep track of your customer information. That said, with the extra time you have in a seasonal dip, you can do so much more to bring your customer back for the coming year. With only a little added effort, you can delight your customer with simple care. Now, many of your best customers may have just completed a buy with you in the gift-giving season. The upcoming lull gives you the opportunity to show that their patronage is important to you and your business. And this appreciation can take almost any form beyond the standard email contact, from a personal phone call to a handwritten card, or even an unexpected visit bearing a gift of a decorated product. Pair that with an earnest conversation wherein you show interest in your customer's business or club and their upcoming plans for the new year. You'll not only express your care for their position, but you'll likely identify other potential orders they might want to place in the future. If nothing else, you can ask satisfied customers to help out in the coming year with referrals and reviews. This may be a slow time for them too, and the investment of effort to write a quick comment on your social media page or to forward your information to a contact will be less impactful to them during their own lull. So, a lot of times, once the calendar hits September, October, people start really thinking they've got to get ready for the Christmas season, the holidays push. You know, there's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. There's so many different themes about holiday shopping, and you want to capitalize on that as much as possible. But what happens after the sale, and particularly with that first-time customer? How do you make them a second and a third-time customer? How do you make them a loyal customer where they'll only come to you? So many people come into my business. We had a gentleman come in the other day and for our apparel division, and he said, I can go to all the big houses. I want to shop local. I want to know that I can come in here, be treated like I'm somebody important, and know that the work is going to get done. And he's had problems with some of the internet companies because they almost get too big and then orders start to get delayed. And he didn't want to have that. And he knows that by shopping local and shopping small, we're going to take the care to get his orders done. And if it's not done by 5 o'clock, well, then we're not going home. We'll get it done. So how you convert a customer from a one-time shopper to a second, third, and fourth, a lot of times comes with the contact after the first sale. Something as simple as, how did the gifts that you bought from us, you know, how were they received by your, by the recipients? And when they glow and they tell you how people love the gifts that they bought or the items that they purchased in your store and how they were so happy, you know, that's the now it's a second chance for you to reemphasize that you're the go-to place for that. You know, for us with the trophy store, very often we'll wait a week and then we either call or email and we say, how did the awards presentation go? And it gives them a chance to once again relive that moment and think about us and think about, you know, all the smiling faces that of the recipients. And it goes a long way. The next time, they practically give us their assurance that they'll be back the following year. So you want to make sure that you're always doing follow-up after every sale, whether it's a first-time customer, even if it's, don't take them for granted. If they've been there 10 times in your store, make sure that they're getting some kind of touch from you in the lull period so that they remember that you can help them meet their objectives. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how CVS might have just beaten Amazon to the punch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is a white former police officer in South Carolina has been sentenced to 19 to 24 years in prison for the deadly shooting of an unarmed black man in 2015. A U.S. district judge today ruling that former North Charleston officer Michael Slager committed second-degree murder and obstruction of justice. Slager earlier pleading not guilty to murder, but in a federal case in May did plead guilty to violating the civil rights of 50-year-old Walter Scott. Slager had pulled Scott over for a broken brake light. A cell phone video then caught Slager shooting Scott as Scott ran from the officer. Hurricane strength winds are now fueling the fires in Southern California, including the Thomas Fire, which has now consumed over 100,000 acres.
The winds this morning are going to hit levels up to about 50 to 60 miles per hour.
That's meteorologist Bill Cairns, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics sells for $49 in stores. But call right now because we're letting as many men as possible try Prostagenics with our free bottle offer. So call 1-800-550-4512 right now. That's 1-800-550-4512. Call 1-800-550-4512.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and your host of Taking Care of Business every Thursday at this time. Always glad that you could join me, and want to thank everybody listening. Heard from folks today up in Boston, in Phoenix, in Portland, in Chicago. So thank you for participating and listening in on the show. Haven't heard from Maria in quite some time, so we're going to have to find out what's going on with her. She was a lady who used to listen to us from the UK, and so we'll have to get back in touch with her and find out what's going on there. Before the break, I mentioned that CVS has kind of beaten Amazon to the punch. CVS this week announced that it will buy health insurer Aetna to counter threats that Amazon was going to get into the pharmaceutical business, not in development, but in pharmacy-type sales. Amazon is considering diving into the pharmacy business, and that's making incumbents nervous. So nervous, in fact, that it just sparked one of the largest acquisitions in recent memory. CVS Health is acquiring the insurance giant Aetna for the equivalent of $69 billion in a bid to create a highly integrated healthcare provider. You could get care right from your nearby CVS location, and you'd have a one-stop shop for health that theoretically lowers costs, albeit by giving up choice. If regulators don't object to the deal, it should close in the second half of 2018. Neither CVS nor Aetna has explicitly mentioned Amazon directly. However, it's no secret that Amazon looms large over the proposed merger. The New York Times reports that CVS and Aetna met several times for talks with Amazon's potential competition in mind. Also, CVS is in a prime position to change its strategy. It makes the most money from its pharmacy benefits business called Caremark, which serves companies and insurers, not its stores, so it could continue to thrive even if Amazon swoops in and destroys its retail sales. Aetna is under the gun in the same way. It was recently blocked from buying a key competitor, Humana, and has been looking for a way to expand without invoking the wrath of antitrust regulators. CVS makes sense in that regard. The two firms operate in related areas, but they wouldn't be shrinking the markets for health insurance or pharmacies. There is a concern that they might hurt choices for Medicare, since both are key to offering prescriptions to Medicare recipients. If the buyout does move forward, it could create an uphill battle for Amazon. It's not about to enter the insurance space, so it might miss out on sales if Aetna customers don't even have the option of purchasing some medications beyond CVS. Not every other pharmacy can afford to snap up an insurer, though, so Amazon could easily claim a sizable chunk of the market. So when this was announced, it was pretty much laid out that you would still have your CVS pharmacy. They could, in fact, add to the pharmacies a clinic so that you would be able to go to CVS, see a doctor, and if he prescribed the medication, have it filled right there while you wait. It'll be, again, interesting to see how this all plays out and if and when Amazon does try to get into the pharmaceutical distribution business. It was announced yesterday that Time Magazine's Person of the Year isn't a person at all. It's many people, and it's the Silence Breakers, women and men who have complained about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. A lot of this started in Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein and moved on into the world of politics, as we heard with Al Franken and Senator Conyers, and now Al Franken is announcing that he will retire from Congress at this point. So Matt Lauer was affected. Charlie Rose was affected. So a lot of big names are starting to fall as a result of this. And as I mentioned in last week's program, and I got a lot of comments from different business owners, this is a time, a wake-up call, a reckoning, if you will, when businesses and employees have to start thinking about addressing the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace. And the funny thing is, as I talk to people, because a culture has existed for some time in a lot of businesses, large corporations, small businesses, that they think that it's acceptable, not knowing whether or not that the person who hears a raunchy joke or is approached in a certain way may not really appreciate that. So I had two businesses call me up and say, I need somebody to come in and do seminars for my employees, because if I recognize it's a problem and they don't, we have an issue. And before this gets to either a lawsuit or termination of some kind, they wanted to nip it in the butt early. So hopefully, they will be able to do that. But Time Magazine's Person of the Year is called the Silence Breakers. Larry Nassar, who is the – this just came across the wire. Larry Nassar, who is the former physician, doctor of Team USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University, has been found guilty and sentenced to 60 years in prison for child pornography. This is not for the sexual assaults on the females who participated in USA Gymnastics. What he was arrested for was for child pornography. He gets a 60-year sentence for that. It still has yet to be determined whether or not he will ever face charges for the assaults that he perpetrated against members of Team USA Gymnastics. Now back to the program. Seven key components to boost your business profile. When we talk about the business profile, this is what people see about you. And that's everywhere, from your website, social media, any directories that are out there that you may be listed in, and making sure that you have a complete online profile for your small business is going to attract the attention of search engines and build trust with customers. Now, this is what your business listing needs. Your small business is listed in a lot of places across the internet, whether you know it or not. So when customers search for businesses like yours on maps, apps, and local directories, it's crucial that they find correct information for your company. A bad phone number or an old address listed anywhere online could steer customers in the wrong direction, and it could cost you business. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how important it is that you maintain your business listings. So you have to go online, and it may take as much as an hour or two to do Google My Business, Yahoo, Manta, Yelp, Yext, etc., and make sure that your information is correct. Complete information is just as important as correct information. Your business profile is the first impression many customers will have of your business. You want them to see a trusted professional company, and that means a business profile with a high-quality photo, complete descriptions, and all relevant contact information. So here are the key components your online profile needs to attract the attention of search engines and build trust with potential customers. First is a clear profile photo. Now, a profile photo is one of the first things that a visitor sees when looking at your online profile. You want to make sure that you use a high-quality image of your company logo across all of your online profiles. You'll also want to make sure the image is sized correctly to appear clearly to visitors. You should avoid using photos of yourself or of your services for this image to maintain consistent branding across all of your social media and online directory profiles. Number two, they need to see your business name and your username. Now, you may think this one is obvious, but because of the simplicity of this component, it tends to get overlooked. It is crucial to fill out your business name exactly as it appears in your website and signage. That includes terms like LLC, company, or Inc. The username or handle on social media is different from your business name because you have a character limit. If someone is searching for you online and is unable to find you initially, they might search by your username. And for this reason, it's important to choose a username that is similar to what people would search for because it will appear in your URL. Number three, a good bio section. This one is probably top of the list. How many people don't spend time telling people about themselves or about their company? It's highly recommended that you ensure that your bio makes it easy for visitors to figure out what kind of business you are. This section typically gives you a few sentences to a paragraph to describe your business to potential customers. Think of it as a space for a written elevator pitch and a chance to briefly present your business in the best light possible. What would you want visitors to know about your products and services? What sets you apart from the competition? And why should they choose you? Categories and keywords. When potential customers find your business profile, you want them to see exactly what kind of company you own and the types of products and services you offer. So make sure that you're complete the industry, category, or related sections of your business profile with relevant keywords. Filling out these fields will also help boost your business listing in search engines so the right customers find you when they're searching for a business like yours. This next one is critical. Where you're located and when are you open? Simply put, your location and hours. Consumers use social media and online directories to find and research local businesses. So when deciding to visit a physical location, they immediately scan your page for your business hours and a visible address. If you leave these pieces of information out of your profile, you could be missing out on potential visitors with inquiries about your business. I just did a job with a company, and I had two choices of where I could buy this material. It's actually being delivered today. So they're mini helmets for a local high school football team. And I went online, and the product was the same for these two companies. The price was a little bit different, but the first company couldn't find anywhere on their website where they were located. So I couldn't estimate, and we are on a time crunch because I got to have these things by Monday. I couldn't estimate the shipping. Where are they coming from? If they were coming from California and it's a 5-day ship, would I have enough time? As it was, the second company, which is going to cost me just a little bit more money per helmet, I found out was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So I knew that's a 2 to 3 day ship. They would be here today, and I would have plenty of time to get them to the coach before Monday. That's the company that got the business because I had to know. The other company could have been in Edison, New Jersey, but because I didn't know that, couldn't figure it out, I had to go with someone that I knew and trusted. So make sure that your location and your hours are listed. Any website links should also be in your profile. Now, when anyone visits your business profile, they usually want to visit a working website to further research everything that your business offers. So it's important to include a link to your website in all of your profiles. Without the link, visitors might assume you aren't a legitimate or trustworthy business. If they feel like they can't get additional information about your business, they might just move on to a competitor. And finally, and goes back to what I said earlier, your contact information. When a visitor is visiting a business profile to make a purchase decision, they want to be able to find your business or reach you with little or no complications. If you don't have a valid email address and phone number, That is clearly visible on your profile. You could be missing out on inquiries that have the potential to turn into sales. So make sure that all of your business profiles and all of the pertinent information about your business is listed on them. So just a couple of tips on how you can turn your online profile into something that will work for you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show with some extra topics. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. And we're getting ready to wrap up the hour here and have a way for you to save some money in your business. 10 ways, in fact, that you can save money in your business with expenses that you can drop now to help cut your costs. Now, are you sure that all of your business expenses are necessary to your company's growth? You may be able to save money by getting rid of extraneous costs. Now, whether you're just starting your business or you're 20 years in, cutting business expenses can go a long way in helping you become profitable. When you only look at the biggest costs to your company, the task can seem overwhelming. But the places where you can really pinch pennies are often overlooked and undervalued. Number one, have you tried to go paperless? Now, this is really a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised by how many companies don't consider it as part of their expense management. The amount of money you're spending on paper, printer ink, and shipping could be reduced by going paperless. To help you cut these business expenses, consider sending emails or faxes in the place of letters whenever you can. Not only can it help you declutter the lives of everyone involved, it's also more sustainable. Individuals who interact with your company may even be impressed by your efforts to reduce your carbon footprint. Number two, move your business to the cloud. Now, if your company is spending an ample amount on hardware, IT, and servers for data backup, switching to cloud computing could help cut costs. The financial investment, let alone the physical space necessary for a computer system large enough for the entire office, could cost a small fortune. There are a number of cloud services that you could utilize, including OneDrive and Dropbox Business. By combining cloud-based services, you could eliminate the need for physical data storage devices. Number three, only buy the products you need, but buy them in bulk. Buying in bulk can be a tricky game, but when executed well, it can lead to rewards. If your company consistently burns through one resource, such as merchandise, you could lower your cost by purchasing it in bulk for a lower price. On the road to being profitable, using creative shortcuts to cut unnecessary business expenses can be a key to success. With this cost-cutting strategy, the one mistake to avoid is making too large of a purchase and inevitably throwing away whatever goods you don't use. The key is to pay attention to the amount you consume monthly or annually. If the bulk price proves cheaper, you could end up saving your company money. Number four, rethink your office space, especially when you're just taking off. A large office space can be an unnecessary business expense, and there are three alternatives that can help you dramatically cut your capital expenditure. Access a collection of areas that you can save in, and that is first to go virtual. If your company operates in a way that doesn't require face-to-face contact, you could save us a tremendous amount by having employees work from home. You could join someone else's space. So try finding spaces that already have tenants committed to long leases. There's a chance you could pick it up on the cheap if they have extra space. So hopefully, like a shared space office, you may even be able to get it for free. Or go in for half. If you can find another small company looking for office space, consider splitting the rent and sharing an office. This can be particularly effective if your businesses complement each other. For example, a trucking company could provide discounted services to a home furnishing business. And five, pool your resources with another business. This cost-cutting strategy takes some effort, but the savings can be hard to ignore. So try to contact other businesses in your industry that buy from the same suppliers you do. Using your collective purchasing power, inform the suppliers that you will all buy from the vendor who offers the best discount. You would then agree to work exclusively with the vendor for a period of time, usually 3 years, and each business can maintain its regular order size and pay independently, but for a better price, making business expenses a little lower. Number six, travel less and use free meeting technology tools more. Now, we may not have flying cars or teleportation yet, but modern technology does make it easier for us to be in two places at once. Instead of spending money on expensive plane tickets and hotel rooms, take advantage of free resources like Skype or WebEx wherever possible. You could cut costs and lower your carbon footprint by opting out of monthly business trips. And while you may not be able to give up traveling entirely, free web conferencing and video calls can save you time and money that could be reinvested into your business. Seven, hire part-time workers. By exclusively hiring full-time employees, you could be overlooking the advantages of part-time workers. There is an entire labor pool of talent filled with hardworking and talented individuals that are seeking part-time work. Not only could this lower your company's labor costs, but it can provide you flexibility in hiring and letting go of employees as you need them. Also consider reaching out to local colleges to recruit interns or in exchange for minimum wage pay. There is the option of offering course credit to your interns instead of pay, but only if your internship program meets the U.S. Department of Labor's stringent qualifications. Number eight, cut telephone costs by using online services. Now, telephone systems are expensive, really expensive, but you could save tons of money by simply combining a few free or cheap online services. With Skype creating a premium business phone for less than $3 a month, free conferencing providing free conference call services, and Grasshopper offering a virtual phone system for an unlimited number of employees, telephone systems are no longer the only option. Number nine, ask your team for their thoughts on ways to cut business expenses. One of the most overlooked methods of radically cutting costs without compromising the business in any way is to seek guidance from your own team. So try sitting down with your employees and informing them of your current cost-cutting methods. Ask them to bring their own suggestions for business expenses to the meeting. One real-world example was an employee proposing that everyone bring in coffee mugs to replace disposable cups. The company was able to save $100 a month as a result. You can too. Number 10, find opportunities for your business to get free advertising. Now, if your company is spending money on its advertising without taking advantage of free advertising opportunities, you could be making a mistake. there are a number of strategies you can take advantage of right now to help increase your audience. First, and possibly the most obvious, is social media. But not just regular social media accounts. Check out Instagram for Business, which allows you to view the insights on each post, covering everything from peak activity hours to the number of impressions made. You can also promote popular posts for a low cost so they become automatic advertisements. And also consider joining an online community relating to your industry. If you're looking to attract new clients, going straight to the source can initiate a potential customer relationship. A lot of time, the individual turning to message boards and online communities are seeking direct help or more connections within your industry. This could be the perfect location for you to present your company. On the road to being profitable, using creative shortcuts to cut unnecessary business expenses can be a key to success. By thinking out of the box and implementing these strategies, you could save your company hundreds or even thousands of dollars annually. So, time to do some research and see whether or not there's money to be had out there. Just have to get creative with how you're going to spend it. In sports, in the NFL, this is week number 14 in the NFL, and the 2-10 Ben McAdonless New York Giants take on the 6-6 Dallas Cowboys at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The 5-7 New York Jets will play the 3-9 Denver Broncos Sunday at 4:05 p.m., and the 10-2 Philadelphia Eagles will play the 9-3 Los Angeles Rams at 4:25 p.m. Sunday. Also in NFL news, Commissioner Roger Goodell has signed a 5-year contract extension worth $200 million. Pittsburgh Steelers' Ryan Shazier has been transferred to a Pittsburgh University hospital for further evaluation following a spinal injury in last week's game. In NCAA men's basketball, the AP Top 25 has Duke in the top spot at 11-0, followed by Kansas, Michigan State, Villanova, and Florida as the top five. Wichita State, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Notre Dame, and Miami of Florida round out the top 10. A big congratulations goes out to Salem College graduate and friend Jimbo Fisher for being named the head football coach at Texas A&M University. Go Jimbo, and go Aggies.
Well, it's time for my vacation. It's time for me to have some fun.
I'm not rubbing it in.
Yes, it's time for my vacation. I won't lay out in the sun.
But it's been a long year, and I'm tired.
'Cause I've been working every weekend. I've been working.
So it's time for my vacation. Heading out on Saturday. Going to Aruba for a week of sitting by the beach, by the pool, and visiting some of our favorite restaurants down there. And I will be back for our show in 2 weeks. Next week, we'll do a replay of today's show. And hope that you can tune in case you missed any portion of today's program. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Al Franken is to speak on the floor of the U.S. Senate this hour, scheduled to address his colleagues at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's more from Lisa Carter.
The Minnesota Democrat is under intense pressure to resign over numerous accusations of sexual misconduct. Franken's office pushing back against resignation rumors overnight, saying no decision has been made.
Hurricane force winds are now fueling the Thomas Fire in Southern California, which continues to grow. Meteorologist Bill Caron says some of those wind gusts will top 80 miles an hour.
The fire chief for Los Angeles said this is going to be the most dangerous fire day he's ever seen in his career.
Israeli security forces have been clashing with Palestinian protesters in Jerusalem's Old City after President Trump announced yesterday the U.S. is recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think.